Hi. This is Trendy Lobotomy. I'm Tori.
I'm Christy.
And we've taken the show on the road.
Yes, we have.
Remote broadcast.
Dun, 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 dun. And there's several people in the room.
Hello.
That would be a Chase.
I'm here.
That's a Malcolm. What?
What?
That would be Chuck. Not quite sure what the hell he said.
But I'm going through the Rolodex. I don't have it.
I don't know. I'll listen back to the recording later and let you guys know.
Okay, so
guys,
cool.
Something about Toshiba.
Yes. Yeah, we are.
Toshiba plug because you said it was remote.
Oh my God. That was terrible.
Bye.
He's not going anywhere because he came in the car with us.
Sit there and be
okay,
pretty.
Okay, so number one, this I have to start off because I made a mistake. I made a mistake, and Freedom Units did me dirty.
Freedom Units
did me dirty because the rest of the world is on the metric system like sane fucking individuals.
Look, and because of America is sane.
Because of that fact, I read hectares as acres.
When we all know.
Well, hold on. I have a piece of paper that tells me it's like, oh, here you go.
So basically, Australia, yours is bigger than ours.
Yeah. See about that.
Such a big deal is that we misclassified.
Oh, yeah. And I shit talked something fierce, was why I had to say something. Because I was like, ouch. Because 1 hectare is 2.47 acres. So Rookwood is 780 acres as opposed to our 555.
So the king is dethroned.
Rookwood.
Rookwood wins.
Rookwood wins.
This is the retraction episode.
Yes, this is the, I'm sorry that
Tori couldn't math.
Yeah, I did.
Are we picking me up?
We're picking you up. I just want to make sure that we're.
It would have been better if we didn't.
She already done picked you up, dude.
Well, the voice.
Is that how it happened?
I don't know. I was in the middle of that one. Like I don't know what happened there.
This is the retraction episode.
Okay, so at the last episode that we recorded, I recorded Stull Cemetery. You did Graceland. You did the Cave of Cats, which actually the deity that was associated with that the Morrigan. So
right.
I was doing notes for
it. You know, I haven't heard that episode back yet, and it's one of those where I may want to be like, hey, can I round two this thing someday down the road?
It'll come up tomorrow. It'll come up on Patreon tomorrow. Well, that should tell everybody when
we have access to the Google Drive, too.
I think you have access to the Google Drive.
No, I think he's got access to certain files. I don't think he's got access to the entire drive.
Oh, okay.
Which is fine. I had the Barton stuff. But, that's what we did last time. It was big fun.
So... because of that, last week I had another cemetery ready because I didn't know how big the episode was going to be, which it was plenty with the story that we did have. And I was under time crunch. So this week, and there was a couple of things that I was like, oh, wait till next, all the tie-ins that I kept wait till is now.
Oh,
we're at now. So...
they're not it now.
No, they're soon.
Soon.
It's Mel Brooks scratching his own ass right now.
Spaceballs is on in the background.
Tell me my ass was so big. So I did Highgate Cemetery in London.
Okay.
It is 37 acres. Like we have, that's an actual measurement.
Actual acres?
Actual acres. But it is, there's the Magnificent Seven. Which is the seven cemeteries around London because they had all these little churchyard cemeteries.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you about it. So, my first source, there we go, that would be that word that I was searching for, is atlasobscura.com, standard.co.uk, theguardian.com, highgatecemetery.org, and thelittlehouseofhorrors.com. That one was interesting.
Little house. Sorry. Whatever.
She knows. It's musical theater. Highgate Cemetery is in London. Parliament passed a statute for 7 new private cemeteries called the Magnificent Seven. And this act was, I think, in 1833.
Okay.
Because, and this cemetery is small, but it has 53,000 graves, but over 170,000 people are buried there.
Okay.
Okay. And I knew about this before I went and dived deep because I'll tell you at the end, it's when we get to the ghost stories. It's pretty cool. Parliament passed a statute to do 7 new private cemeteries because they had a problem with cemetery gardens or cemeteries because most churchyards had them.
Uh-huh.
But we had some, you know, like cholera. And,
I was
going to
say, there
some,
was a
some nasty, like, there's a couple of things that just knocked out a lot of people and they weren't burying people properly. So we had some problems.
So this was the government saying we need to fix this problem.
The parliament said, okay, London has a problem with dead people.
We're
going to
do it the English way.
No, it really was. London said we have a problem with dead people. We don't have good places to put them.
That could also
That's
be
no shit.
It's like a pub challenge. Like, I've got a problem with dead people. And like the dead people stand up, they're like, you got a problem with who? Yeah, so, okay, so they, and of course in their flair, they name it the Magnificent Seven.
The Magnificent Seven, and Highgate is one of the seven.
Okay.
The seven are Kensal Green, which is, they opened that one in 1833. West Norwood in 1836. Highgate, 1839. That's what I'm doing today.
Okay.
Abney Park in 1840, Brompton in 1840, Nunhead in 1840. Apparently, they had a lot of dead people that year. And Tower Hamlets in 1841.
Very cool.
So, in 1836, the London Cemetery Corporation or Company, there we go, was started. What was that?
Spaceballs.
Oh. I was like, what is going on?
Spaceballs.
The London Cemetery Company was open, and it was Stephen Geary, who was the architect, James... I think it's either Bunstone Bunning? Who was the survey? David Ramsey, who was a garden architect.
Okay.
So... It was first dedicated to St. James on May 20th, 1839. The first burial was May 26th, 1939, and it was Elizabeth Jackson.
Okay.
This is a weird one because I hadn't seen this, but it makes sense if you ain't got a lot of money. You could buy a plot one of two ways. You could buy it in perpetuity,
mm-hmm.
or basically you could rent it.
Yep.
And wait.
That sounds foreign and terrible.
It's, yeah. You
want a haunted cemetery.
Wait, it gets better.
But that's the thing about old Anglo-Saxon.
There's not that much room.
There's not a lot of freaking land there. The shit can fit in the Dakotas and Montana.
Right. So they had 15 acres that were dedicated to the Anglican Church, 2 for dissenters.
Gotta put them someplace.
Right. It's apparently on a hill. It's 370 feet above sea level. It's on a nice hill overlooking London.
Okay.
There are 2 chapels. Both are Tudor Gothic style. One on each side because there is the east and the west.
Okay.
The East Cemetery was open in 1854. So it's the West was the first one.
Was the original.
Mm-hmm.
And you're using the term is a lot, and I'm probably jumping ahead on your notes here, but this is how it stands now?
Yes.
Okay, good deal. So the 2 chapels are there?
Yes.
Okay, right on.
In fact, they had, it's almost like the tunnel, like the subway at, wow, that was... looked like some happiness with both of you.
They really did not get all of the grapes put together on that fucking bottle. That was chewy for no reason at all.
Ew.
We're going to go ew. Oh, no. That was from the paper. That happened when I snuffed out the flaming paper with my finger.
Okay.
Just, it's a badass moment all the way around. Boy, I just keep making the best decisions. Why don't you keep rolling the dice?
So it has, since the East and the West was, there's the two cemeteries. They're connected underground, kind of like the subway, with the North and South at Crown Hill.
Okay, so...
But in the chapels, this is the best part, mm-hmm. they had elevators, they had lifts to take the coffin down to get it to the other side. So they didn't have to traipse it through all of it. So it was kind of like
a dumbwaiter situation.
Yeah, where it just, yeah, for coffins.
Yep.
Huh.
Yeah. I was like, whoa.
That's pretty cool.
Huh? There are, okay, we got the two chapels. There's some really iconic... Highgate is like classic Victorian cemetery.
Okay.
In fact, it is in a bunch of movies that you will recognize when I tell you what scene.
Okay.
Because it's used, it's that iconic.
Okay.
Okay.
So they have Egyptian Avenue, which is part of the cemetery. It is...
You're going to walk down to...
Egyptian Avenue, apparently. It is 16 vaults. They are flanking that make an arch. The vaults are shelves, which are shelves, 12 coffins in each.
Okay.
And then the Egyptian Avenue leads to the Circle of Lebanon.
It's going to make a lot of sense geographically.
There's 20 vaults, which plus 16, which was opened in the 1870s.
Okay.
The Terrace Catacombs, which was opened in the 1842, which is... I think 825 people in there, 55 vaults, 15 loculi. I don't know what that means. I wrote it down anyway. Each.
Spell it.
L-O-C-U-L-I.
L-O-C-U-L-I.
Look at it.
Mm-hmm. All sold, right. And those were sold individually rather than family.
Okay.
So, like, it looks like Egyptian Avenue, you would buy the vault for the family, and you could shove all of them in there.
Right. It's each of a number of small separate cavities.
Okay.
Especially in an ovary.
No.
From Latin compartment, diminutive of locus.
So, the diminutive of locus. Okay, so, yeah. So, it's like it's a hive.
They're
like
holes.
Yeah. That you shove dead people in.
Remember the
holes to shove dead people in.
Doctor Who episode with dude, blue dude in the head.
Yeah,
and they're in the crypt.
Yeah,
Okay.
So the West Cemetery was open first. I was incorrect. The East Cemetery was open in 1854. There was a tunnel connecting the Church of England Chapel to the other one with a hydraulic lift.
Sweet.
The first burial in that one was Marianne Webster on June 12, 1860. They still average about 30 burials a day. Still an active cemetery.
Okay.
Well, I guess maybe it was at the beginning. It's still an active cemetery, though.
Sure.
Okay.
It started to decline in World War I because of the cemetery workers were called up to duty.
I was going
to
say, yeah.
Because of that, also, because, I mean, London Blitz fires into my next episode. Families moved away, and so they wouldn't come and take care of the graves, because lots of families do that. They go to the graveyard, and they take care of the grave.
Yep.
The more expensive options that they have here aren't used anymore. Like, it was a Victorian cemetery, so they had, you could spend all sorts of...
And get out
cash and now it wasn't as cool as they thought it was going to be type thing.
And maybe the post-war economy sort of people aren't
probably
cash, but yeah. Okay. So
the London Cemetery Company, who is the ones who were in charge of this, they went bankrupt in 1960.
Okay.
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 The two chapels closed in, it says 1856, but I think it was 1956.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it would. I don't think they would all just been open for 20 years. That seems like it's.
I agree with you, especially with them going out of business later in the 1900s.
Okay, so the funds ran out. So the 30, it was 30 burials a day when in the heyday, because the funds ran out in 1975. The cemetery closed.
Okay.
Now in 1975, Friends of Highgate Cemetery started to started to restore the cemetery.
Gotcha.
The Egyptian, they have restored the Egyptian Avenue, Circle of Lebanon, the Terrace Catacomb, and 70 others. Was there? I think it's an English Heritage Site at this point.
I was getting ready to say, yeah. If they're doing,
yeah,
this,
it's a Grade One Park English Heritage. Both right. sides are, and now both sides are active again.
So the group forms and gets it to a point where it gets this recognition or status of,
right,
and that's when the funds start coming in and they can right. actually okay yeah.
The chapel was restored in 2011. To the 1880s color scheme for funerals. Sweet. So they opened the chapel back up to use for funerals.
Okay.
Don't think the lift works. Not sure, though.
Okay. They had to reinstate the color scheme.
Yeah, let's keep it off then.
There was a huge, huge cedar tree, and it's called the Cedar of Lebanon. It was in the Circle of Lebanon. Real shocker right there. Mm-hmm. Was 200 years old. They cut it down in 2019.
Aww.
Because they planted it in the 1830s. It was not doing well, and they took it down rather than it basically fall apart. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Falling on
because of
electrical wires and setting a playground on fire.
Dude. Okay, so that Cedar of Lebanon. Here we go. You guys, has anybody seen Fantastic Beasts, the yes. Crimes of Grindelwald?
Yes.
You know the big ass tree?
The big ass tree
oh, is in tree? Highgate Cemetery. Yes.
That's pretty cool. Okay, cool. I got that one.
Yep.
I understand that reference.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. So, you guys want to hear some really cool people that are buried in these?
Give me the famous people of Highgate.
I was not at that part of London, but.
Okay, so we'll go east, and the west is the, let's see, where we go. Yeah. It looks like it's 20,000 pounds for a plot in the east,
wait.
Which I makes me think that the east one is the,
that's the posh,
the more
side.
Like,
posh side,
yeah,
snooty side.
Karl Marx is buried there on the east side.
Okay.
Oh, wait, and the
like
reason...
Marxism, Marx?
Yes, like okay. Karl Marx. And they have a big bust of him on his headstone.
Yeah, he wrote his shit in London.
Oh, yeah. Now, the reason why I was freaking out about 42 is because Douglas Adams...
Oh!
No kidding.
Is on the east side, yeah.
Oh.
Right? These were some good ones. Adam Worth, who was a criminal, he's on the west side. He is... possibly the inspiration for Professor Moriarty in the Sherlock series.
Get the fuck cool. out. Okay.
This one, I was laughing hysterically, and Chris, you heard me do this. John Atchler, who was the horse slaughterer to Queen Victoria, and he's buried on the west side. It listed that. I was like, damn, them. I mean, okay.
You don't have any other appreciable skills, but
you're the horse slaughterer for Queen Vic.
Right.
Where's your wine steward buried?
Fuck if I know.
That's the important
one. Oh, wait. And here's the 12-year-old joke we got in a second. Adam D. Bartlett, he is buried on the west side. He is the one, he was a zoologist. He sold Dumbo to Barnum. He is the...
Did you say P.T. Barnum?
P.T. Barnum.
What an interesting tie into a different story at a later time.
Okay.
That's so cool.
And
though.
Then, hold on. Here's where... This is great. So, Charles Chubb...
You mean Chucky Chubb?
Is buried there. You know, he was on the west side. I'm surprised Chuck missed that joke. Chuck Chubb? You know what he did? Like, Chubb locks. And... Yeah, manufacturer. He's a lock and safe manufacturer. I just thought it was hilarious because his name was Chubb, and the 12-year-old boy inside me went, I had to write that down.
I wonder if his friends called him Chubby. It works.
Charles Cruft, who has the Cruft's Dog Show.
I believe you. I'm not. I don't know.
That's the one they have the
The Yukonuba Challenge. No, I'm sorry, that's not it. Different dog show.
It does. They have the agility courses.
Okay.
Crufts is at that dog show that has all the agility.
Oh, okay. Sweet.
It's all right. All of Dickens' family is there on the west side. Like most of.
I know about Charles, but who's Olive Dickens?
Thank you. We're here all night.
We're walking right out of the room.
Henry Gray of okay. Gray, the guy who wrote Grey's Anatomy, like the book.
The book, not the TV show, people.
West Side. Malcolm. Oh, here we go. Malcolm McLaren.
Nice.
Who was the OG manager of the Sex Pistols?
Hey, there
nice.
You go.
Buried on the east side. Bob Hoskins.
Aww.
West side.
Smee.
What? Why the hell couldn't Smee get an east side plot?
I don't
dude?
Know. He's neighbors with George Michael, though.
Aww.
Wham.
George Michael is also buried on the west side?
Yeah.
These are a lot of like East Side
yeah,
profile.
But, no. By the time that George
I know,
Michael would have,
I'm trying to make it a thing.
I know. Yeah. Bob Hoskins, it's a little surprising, but by the time George Michael passed, he probably like his estate probably.
You know.
Well, okay, and now they're having a problem because Highgate, the East Side will be full in 4 years. The West in 10.
Oh.
So there is a bill currently in the House of Lords. About grave renewal?
I'm telling you, what don't you have?
Hold on, I have quotes.
Oh, I want quotes.
Extinguish rites of burial in grave spaces and to disturb and reinter human remains in graves in order to increase the space for further interments in such graves. That's part of the fucking bill.
Right, so the big word in that was reinter.
Okay, so here's the deal. There's probably.
So are they going to pull like a New Orleans type thing and they're just going to start like.
I don't know. But they won't do this unless the burial is. Yeah. It has to be over 75 years old. They put notices in everything.
That's
like
that's
online,
the
everything. Their family can't be. Yep.
To,
no. Family can be like, bitches, no.
And they okay. have to.
Leave
know.
Grandma in right. the grave. Like. Right. The family can't like
grandma.
Like no for real leave the bitch alone.
She's, okay, because you're really stepping into and I promise
yeah.
I won't take us into the
no you're
fields
fine
in the north, but you're really dealing with this morality versus reality concept where it's very very difficult to picture us digging up grandma.
Hold on,
I will
because if there are objections, they will leave it alone for another 25 years, but they're going to come back to it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because the idea being is how many of those plots are people that just, they're not being visited, nobody
nope.
knows. Even if there is surviving family, they don't know it.
Right.
And you're just, and once again, I go back to the fact that is a tiny little bit of land.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay, so. The big thing about Highgate, we are away from history and all that stuff.
Let's get into
we're gonna
it.
Get spooky, let's kind go. Of. Highgate Vampire. This was fucking huge. Okay, in 1970, this happened in 1969. Okay, David Farrant, and he wrote some sort of article in 1970. He glimpsed a gray figure. and by this time the cemetery was falling apart. Like it was in
yeah.
disrepair. People were breaking in. What's the hashtag?
Kids
are dicks.
Dude, 70s London?
Yeah.
70s London.
70s London, mm-hmm. right? So Ferret saw this gray figure. Highgate Vampire, right?
Okay.
Here we go. Ferret and then another gentleman named Manchester.
Bah.
who said it was the king of vampires. But apparently these two had a war between the two of them about, like, basically they were going to have a magician's battle on Parliament Hill. This is no joke. Like, they were feuding over who was going to take out the vampire.
Expelliarmus.
Like, no shit.
That's so cool.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Ridiculous. Fucking ridiculous.
I'm calling you out.
Because we had nothing else
Meet
to do in
the
London. Meet
me at the playground after school and bring your spell book.
Right.
Ferret was jailed in.
Wand.
Yeah, right? Ferret was
My wand is bigger than yours.
We're going to Gringotts, and then we're fucking each other up.
Barrett was jailed in 74 for damaging memorials and interfering with bodies. Like, so, no, they're no joke. They were literally like, oh yeah, the Magician's Jewel was supposed to be on Parliament Hill on April 13th, 1973.
I love the fact that you can actually go back and there's historical records.
Yeah, like this was
made the papers.
The two of them feuding.
And it's all being settled on Parliament Hill.
There was, and here's the thing, there was a mob swarmed the cemetery over this Highgate vampire. This was a huge deal. Like, the cops had massive problems keeping people out because everybody wanted to kill the vampire. And because of this, they were breaking into graves and beheading people.
Yep.
Stakes in chests.
Sure.
Like, it's pretty fucked up.
We're gonna get the guy, right?
Right? On September 1st, 1970, they found a charred headless body of a woman. They think it was, they disinterred somebody, of course, near the catacombs. Like, this was horrible. Like, these people were swarming through this because of the vampire.
Become a group of just pitchfork torchbearers.
Yeah, no shit. Like, Frankenstein's, we gotta kill the vampire, but there's no vampire, and you're just breaking into random people's graves.
How that fever hits, because we look back on it now and we're like, that's completely illogical. Why would people go after a vampire? Because back then, they had absolutely no reason to believe that it was not a fucking vampire.
Right, and this is 1970. It's not like, we're talking. And and it's London, and I doubt the tabloids were very much more.
Oh, I'm sure it was just sensationalized.
Yeah, are you kidding me? That's part of, yeah.
So in 70s London, mobs of people are going and disinterring
people.
I bet you that there was a lot of punk rock music happening.
I bet you there was. Man. And I bet you there was a lot of drugs involved. Dude, we're going to go find the vampire.
Right. Yeah, that's probably,
dude, I can't feel my feet.
That's probably your top echelon kids or dicks story right there, man.
Right?
Yeah.
So there's a couple of other, they see a tall man in a hat, a spectral cyclist.
Hey.
Woman in white.
Always.
Of course.
I'll flash my lights.
Apparently, there was a figure wading into the pond.
We've heard this one before.
Those water ghosts, man.
They hear bells ringing, voices, and one of the... Yes?
You can hear bells ringing all over fucking London.
Right. Okay.
That's not out of the ordinary.
Right. Well, and he saw that gray figure, and people would see a glaring face, like, between the bars, because there's a wall.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But there's, almost like windows with bars on it. And
sure.
People be staring. Now, that couldn't be any more of those drug users, leering at people because they think there's something. I don't know.
No.
That's really cool.
There's a ghost of a nun. There's banshee wails. There are tours.
Okay, ghost nun might be creepier than kid ghost.
I'm sorry. I think the more interesting thing is that there are banshee whales. Humpback whales? Blue whales?
W-A-I-L. Not
like guitar whales.
Okay, fine. I'm just picturing a ghost whale.
See, now I'm thinking of screaming, a ghost whale screaming. That's
a wailing whale.
Really weird.
A whale that's wailing.
There are tours. They're £4 for it. It's the entrance field.
£4 to go around. Okay, yep. Good deal.
The east, you can roam freely. The west are guided tour only. But if you go to the west, if you buy the ticket for the west, you can go into the east. So
okay.
That's it. I'm done.
I really like that cemetery. I'm a big fan of Highgate Cemetery. Let me ask you a question.
Huh?
Are the other six, the Magnificent Six, been done, still on your list, or worth noting?
They are on a list, but they're not. I knew the Highgate Vampire story.
Sure.
Yeah.
So because I knew the vampire story,
that's why. Okay.
That was why I went for this one, and then pulled the whole Trust me, it leads to my story in the next episode. So
this is a multi-recording day, by the way. I think everybody should
know. It is.
We're not.
I think
Indiana.
We're going to do a lot of multi-recording.
I think it needs to happen.
Yeah.
I think it works really well.
I do too.
I will announce that.
Why
we
is
are,
this next to me?
Because I'm a good friend. Because
Malcolm is that guy. I will announce though that we are probably going to go dark. For
at least 1 week,
or at least
not
1 week
two.
Over the holidays,
yeah,
just so we can have time to regroup. And
I'll be out of town.
Tori will be out of town. It'll be the I will be trying to move. It's going to be a busy, busy time. But,
right.
Yeah.
But and I will say that I'm sure there will be Patreon episodes that we can put in the big feed.
Yeah.
So
well, sure, you can catch some Patreon stuff up there. And
Yep.
So yep. So that's it. All right. Next.
Okay, mine is really, really short, which is okay because Malcolm has a story too.
Yes.
Too. I am going to talk about the haunted paintings of the Tudor Room and the Federal Room in Indiana University's Memorial Union. And my sources are Haunted Bloomington, Indiana by Clara Lee Sweet, who I actually met at a book signing for this book.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I forgot. I forgot. You told me about this.
I will have to find the name of the bookstore so we can give them a plug. But yeah.
Work.
And HeraldTimesOnline.com. So just two sources. So, apparently, Memorial Union is filled with paintings of Hoosiers. Makes sense. It's at IU. Several of these paintings are believed to be haunted. And there are two that we're going to talk about today. So, there's the painting that they say is of a little boy named Jacob. This one was painted by O.O. Haig in 1938. The painting, I think, is actually called Halloween. Jacob is actually holding a pumpkin and looks like he has... like a forced smile. The Tudor Room is on one of the upper floors. And the legend says that Jacob died in a fire shortly after the painting was completed. And his spirit returned to the painting.
Look, dude, this sounds like I need some Winchesters on that stack.
Right? Jacob is known as mischievous and a prankster.
Okay, so okay, he's not specifically malevolent. Like,
no,
I'm
he's
okay. Like, never mind.
No,
so
no,
he's
no,
not
he's
gonna
not
doing.
No, I don't.
No,
need,
no.
Burning people. Okay.
So it says staff would set up tables and prep for the next day and lock up. The next day they would come back and find the room in disarray. Like flowers and glasses would be knocked over and shattered. Tablecloths would be scattered on the floor, and
and the candles are still standing.
No, they weren't. Silverware Sorry. Was unwrapped and scattered all over the table.
People often call me impish.
Right?
Yes. I could just see a ghost kid just flinging
right?
so stuff everywhere.
There are,
it sounds like a busboy's worst nightmare.
Right? So there are tapestries in the room.
Okay.
And they're sent away yearly for cleaning. And this apparently pisses Jacob off. And so when that happens, they'll return to find dishes and glasses shattered, tables overturned, and all of the tablecloths removed and piled in a corner of the room.
So he's a petulant little fuck.
Yes.
Dude, he needs a nap. Like,
seriously.
I mean, he's taken a long nap. So, just his spirit isn't. Okay, so...
The Irma nap.
It's a dirt nap is what that's called.
Yes.
Dirt nap.
On the second floor, there is a room called the Federal Room.
So we have the shitty child ghost. Ghost kids are dicks!
Ghost kids
hashtag.
Are dicks. Yes.
Ghost kids
they
are dicks.
They apparently don't like the laundry being
apparently.
Okay, there we go. Sorry.
So, in the Federal Room, there is a painting of a woman named Mary Quick Burney. It's an unfinished portrait, like her hands were left unfinished. I don't know. I haven't seen the portrait. I don't know.
That's okay. Because she was doing this the whole time.
Probably because she was not happy about how her portrait was
being
painted.
Oh, she totally
painted.
Was like flipping him the bird.
And it was painted by a man named Wayman Adams.
Wayman Adams.
Wayman Adams. not like, that's not with a speech impediment. It's actually W-A-Y-M-A-N. Bernie died in 1933. People feel a presence in the room. Doors will unlock after people have locked up. So staff have to perform a double check every night.
Mm-hmm. Anybody got an eye on fucking Jacob?
Yeah, right?
Right?
So we have...
The portrait is flanked by two urns. One is her husband who passed away before her, and the other is a son who died in a fire before she passed away.
So she's a person of some means, or like, and I don't expect you to have a whole backstory, but she got her painting done and
there's painting. Remains.
Yeah.
Right.
In June 2001, one of the urns went missing and then mysteriously reappeared. Kids are dicks. It's on IU campus.
I know. I was about to say it's on a college campus. Yes. Somebody had him in their room and were like...
Yeah.
Rush week.
Visitors smell perfume, like roses or flowers. Okay. And then there's a faint smell of smoke, like a candle has been blown out, but there are not any candles in the room.
Oh, it's because Jake's a dick.
I like that olfactory spoopiness.
So that... Those are the haunted paintings.
And this is in the...
Indiana University Memorial Union in Bloomington.
In the Union. Okay. Yeah. Sweet.
And the Union itself is haunted. I just there are a bunch of stories, but I just concentrated on that because I knew we needed like a little...
Was wide indeed oh, to yeah. Go down. Yeah.
Oh, almost yeah. All college campuses have 8 million
in fact,
stories.
we're going to do EIU eventually. I just got to get your kid.
I tell you what, man.
She's ready.
She's ready to go on.
I know.
Well, we'll have to pack up and come here again. That'll be
no. Quick. I told her she could come to us because she hasn't been to India in a while.
Okay,
yeah, she's itching to go there.
Works. Yeah.
So how are we doing with the remote setup?
We're fine.
I don't have cans on, or is the sound as good?
Here,
I'm, dude. I don't need cans. I'm just asking. Yeah. I'm just making conversation.
Nope. You can have cans.
Because you're gonna. I'm stretching this out to 45 minutes.
Well, because remember, like 10 minutes of it is us bullshitting.
I can't put these on.
And. Why can't you?
They're very, very complicated to a guy like me right now.
Here, look.
Okay.
I fixed them.
Well, are we...
Put them on your head.
Okay. Do we need to pause?
We sound really good. I was thinking maybe... do you guys want to make this an episode? Because that was an episode.
I mean, it's 45 minutes. Union Station is long.
So...
Because my thing could probably go for a while. Could we... For the cause to maybe pause. Yeah. It does sound good.
Yeah.
And I don't care how you guys break it up. Like,
okay. And I guess where we find ourselves now.
But we're back.
But now we're back.
But I found where the bookstore is.
You found things.
I did. So the bookstore is called Fallen Leaf Books, and it's in Nashville, Indiana. They're just a little local bookstore, and they have a lot of... books like that. They carry Weird Indiana. They carry
Woot!
All these like paranormal books and books by local authors in Indiana. And they can be found at www.fallenleafbooks.com. And I'm totally giving them a plug. So you can order books
from
them.
That's okay.
We can order books from them and get some of the other haunted ones. I've got another one that I used to do next week's story, which it sounds like this is going next week is going to be a huge.
It's going to be a big episode.
It's going to be a big episode. It's kind of our. Here you go.
Happy holidays.
Happy beginning of the holiday. Happy Christmaka, because I think it will be
Christmahana Kwanzaa.
Well, no, Thanksgivingka, because it'll come out.
During
Hanukkah.
No, it'll be Hanukkah.
It'll come out during Hanukkah.
How did you say that?
Thanksgivingka.
Okay, there we go.
Okay.
Because Hanukkah comes right on the tail of Thanksgiving again this year.
Because, and that's a whole other thing.
Which is making my life really, really fun at school.
Let's do a full tease on it. What all can they expect on this episode coming up? We've got full stories from...
You can expect trains, and lots of trains.
Yes.
I'm already in.
And apparently some photographs. Look at this photograph.
Yeah.
Every time I do it, makes me laugh.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
no.
Okay. Oh, no. I know. That's the one and only time.
Why did you do that?
That's the one and only time I will invoke the evil that is Nickelback. So.
We got magically transported to the Seeking Fields. Also, we're going to get Cryptid Corners on this.
We're going to get Cryptid Corners on Patreon soon.
Yeah, they will come up.
And,
I'm so excited about
possibly
that.
Possibly a new offering.
Oh yeah.
You
bent your VHS.
Yeah.
Mr. Hot Voice himself.
Sexy voice.
I've heard great things about not only him, but that segment. oh shit, I have to do that.
Yeah, you do.
Okay, well that, you know what? Well, yes, yeah, that we're good for that.
I try to always say good things about that guy. So
I like it.
But you can find us at
trendylobotomypodcast@gmail.com. At trendypod on Twitter.
Send us stories, please.
Yes,
send us stories.
At Trendy Lobotomy Pod on both Facebook and Insta. I have not been real active on Insta. Except
no,
my,
we have not.
Heard that about you. That you're not active.
I am active as fuck on Twitter, though, right now.
Tweets and shit.
And Tori's been going through some stuff, y'all.
What about emails? What about people?
At trendylobotomypodcast@gmail.com.
That's fantastic. I think
you can find us on Patreon. Just look for a Trendy Lobotomy Podcast.
But, like, say I don't want to buy a cup of coffee every week anymore. I can spend that money.
For $3, you can get a shout-out, a sticker, and early access.
And that's $3 a month, so that's, like, one less coffee per month, y'all.
What is that in acres?
Unless you buy... Shut up. Unless
fuck
you
off. That's what it is in acres.
It's, like, $6 in pounds.
We could probably... And for Australian dollars...
For English pounds.
Yeah. Well, no, Australia... It's dollars in Australia. It's not Australian pounds. It's Australian dollars because I was hella confused for a bit.
Pretty much anything that's involving conversion of...
Fun. Patreon does it for us. They will tell you how much you will pay
in whatever currency.
And you are going to get
Wherever you're located.
Yes, you will get early access to Cryptid Corner, to You Bet Your VHS... Legend of Bobby Barton. You bet your Patreon. We may release some of those things for the holidays.
Well,
when
I'm saying it depends on which tier.
Yeah.
Very true. So,
because and t-shirts are coming, and
yes, because Chuck owes people t-shirts.
Suns out, guns out. Nobody said shit on Twitter to me yet.
That's the thing.
Nobody said shit on me, and I am looking at that all the goddamn time.
I'm surprised Zach hasn't purposely said something on Twitter just to...
He hasn't fucking listened.
Oh, that's true.
Just to get
Because he's
get
Zach.
Damn it, Zach.
I get first dibs on merch, though.
Yes, you will get the first shirt.
Man. All right. We need to end this episode.
Yeah. Okay.
Because this is getting awkward.
Yeah.
Okay. I like your shoes. Right. Bye.
Bye.
Really?
We are all the captains of our own brain floats.